Hi everyone, I'm Mark Esper. Welcome to another instant no-spoiler reaction. Quite often we get to see films before they hit the cinemas. Sometimes it can be a few months, sometimes it might only be a day beforehand. Either way, we're now recording our instant reactions, and together with a monthly roundup podcast to see if we still feel the same way weeks later. Because sometimes there are movies that can change your mind. Have a listen now to our latest instant reaction.
Okay, well, Elvis may well have left the building, but Baz Luhrmann's film really burns, like with the intensity of a million-watt candle. The main pitch of the movie is the relationship between Austin Butler's Elvis and Tom Hanks's Colonel Tom Parker. Is Colonel Tom a villain in denial, or a vampire sweating in the presence of his biggest kill? Well, twinned with this theme is Elvis's musical heritage. Brought up on black revival rhythms and sexually illicit romp and stomps, the young Elvis enters into trance-like states, where his body shakes violently. Yet, as the acceptable face of black music, this shaking instantly impregnates, kind of like the first 15 rows of the unsure white kids, turning all the women involved into hysterically screaming wrecks. And yet, however, watching him from the wings is Tom Hanks's heavily made-up Colonel Tom Parker. Realizing that Elvis's euphoric state is a contagious opportunity ripe for the plucking, he then sets about plucking him vigorously for the rest of the movie. And similar to this, like Baz Luhrmann's other movies, this one does what you kind of expect. As well as having the signature style for gaudy opulence and excess, Luhrmann still has a fantastic ear for integrating different musical snippets into what is essentially a historical biopic. Yet saying that, caught in between its twin themes of financial abuse and a white America that's afraid of black music, it's really the performances that will draw you into Elvis. Hanks dependably pivots between being a profiteer and a protector. However, it's Austin Butler's complete disappearance into Elvis that will really take your breath away. I mean, if you consider it, in a universe awash with Elvis impersonators and some similarly decent dramatic depictions from the likes of Kurt Russell and others, Austin Butler is Elvis and Elvis is him. Not for one moment do you ever really consider his take a performance or that it actually needs comparison. I mean, if there is a concern, it is that the final act sadly fades away when it should have burnt out in a blaze of realization and kind of acrimonious success. Instead, unsure where to place Elvis's limitless energies, the movie settles for a de facto biopic ending, complete with real-life footage and bullet points so as to tie up any subplots. But never mind all that. For a movie that I thought was going to be insufferably overbearing, Austin Butler's Elvis rocks in a way that you definitely will thank him very kindly for. So, in short, go see it. Be impressed. It's not the dramatic version of Elvis that you're possibly expecting, but then from Baz Luhrmann, it never was going to be. What it is entertaining, and it has a fantastic central performance. And that's what you're going for.
So if you like that instant reaction, please consider signing up for more. By subscribing to our podcast, you'll be alerted every time a new instant reaction drops and when we're able to share it with you. Also, because sometimes a film can really start to grow on you, we'll be hosting an extra roundtable podcast to see if these initial feelings still hold true. So until then, please keep safe and we look forward to seeing you on the next instant no-spoiler reaction. All the best.